The First Punic War was marked by several turning points and major campaigns that significantly influenced the course of the conflict. One of the earliest turning points was the Roman capture of Agrigentum in 262 BCE. This victory established a foothold for Rome in Sicily and demonstrated their ability to sustain long-term military engagements away from the Italian mainland. Another pivotal moment came in 256 BCE with the Battle of Ecnomus, one of the largest naval battles in ancient history. The Roman victory at Ecnomus allowed them to launch an invasion of North Africa, led by consul Marcus Atilius Regulus. This campaign represented a significant shift in Roman strategy from defensive operations in Sicily to a bold offensive aimed at striking Carthage on its home territory. Regulus initially achieved success in Africa, defeating Carthaginian forces and capturing several towns. However, the campaign eventually faltered due to overextension and strong Carthaginian resistance, including the effective use of war elephants. Regulus was defeated and captured in 255 BCE, but the campaign had lasting impacts, demonstrating Rome's willingness to extend the war beyond Sicily and forcing Carthage to commit significant resources to its defense. In 249 BCE, the Battle of Drepana marked a major setback for Rome. The Carthaginian navy, commanded by Adherbal, decisively defeated the Roman fleet under the consul Publius Claudius Pulcher. This loss highlighted Rome's ongoing struggles with naval warfare despite earlier successes and underscored the importance of naval dominance in the conflict. One of the most critical turning points came in 241 BCE at the Battle of the Agates Islands. The Roman fleet, under the command of Gaius Lutatius Catulus, achieved a decisive victory over the Carthaginians. This battle effectively ended the war, as Carthage could no longer supply its forces in Sicily or challenge Roman naval superiority. The victory at the Agates Islands forced Carthage to sue for peace, leading to the Treaty of Lutatius, which imposed heavy reparations on Carthage and ceded control of Sicily to Rome. Throughout these campaigns, the strategic approaches of both powers evolved. Rome's initial focus on land battles gradually shifted to include significant naval engagements, driven by the realization that control of the sea was essential for victory. Carthage, on the other hand, relied on its established naval strength, but struggled to adapt to the innovative Roman tactics and the expanding scope of the war. In summary, the turning points and major campaigns of the First Punic War were characterized by significant battles and strategic shifts. The Roman capture of Agrigentum, the invasion of North Africa, the setbacks at Drepana, and the ultimate victory at the Agates Islands collectively shaped the trajectory of the conflict. These events underscored the importance of naval power, the adaptability of military strategies, and the enduring determination of both Rome and Carthage to achieve dominance in the Mediterranean.